Chapter 3. Acidic solution. Any solution that has a higher concentration of hydrogen ions than water does. I found my appetite the next morning when the smell of bacon and eggs wafted its way up the stairs to my room. I lay there, staring up at the painting of a young girl wearing a gas mask that hung on the wall beside my bed. This room had always been mine, just as Grace's room here had always been hers. Sleeping over at Victor's house had been a normal part of our lives for as long as I could remember. Still, it felt weird being back here, for some reason. Throwing on a t-shirt and jeans over the boxers I'd slept in, I made my way down the stairs to the breakfast nook. Julian was standing at the stove in a burgundy terry cloth robe, humming as he poured pancake batter into a pan. I took a seat at the table, and he greeted me with a smile, his blue eyes twinkling. "Hungry? I made plenty." My stomach rumbled in answer. I hadn't eaten since lunch the day before, the price of my righteous indignation last night. When Julian pushed a plate across the counter to me, I stood to retrieve it and sat back down, immediately shoveling a forkful of scrambled eggs into my mouth. "Where's Victor this morning? Won't he be joining us?" I didn't ask about my sister, mostly because I didn't care. In fact, I had a few good ideas on where she could go. He and Grace drove over to Will's to get a few things in order before classes start on Monday. "I can drive you over and help get you settled after we do a little shopping. It'll take a few days to get your belongings all shipped over from California, so we should buy you enough to get your school year started." He flipped a pancake over and turned to look at me. "Do you want to talk about last night?" Through a mouthful of eggs, I said, "I don't need my stuff shipped in." "I don't know what Victor told you, but I'm only staying a month. And as for last night, I'd rather not talk about it. But something tells me I don't have much choice in the matter." Julian quietly moved a finished pancake onto his plate, turned off the stove, and filled the rest of his plate with bacon and eggs. As he sat down beside me, I swallowed a mouthful of crisp bacon and said, "Let me see if I can sum it up and save you the energy. I should be nicer to my sister because she's really a very sweet, gentle person who needs me now more than ever, blah, blah, blah. Am I close?"